Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 345.
What's going on, guys?
Happy Monday.
What is, what's the latest? I'm in a fun mood today.
Bit of an admin day.
Yeah, Monday, just getting the ship back on track.
Get the vacuum out.
Speaking of, can you write that down? We need to.
I mean, get the vacuum out.
We need to get the vacuum
out. They did it on Friday.
All right, good.
But that was pre-Lamington.
Yeah. Oh, it's anyway. a big mistake.
That's right. I ate the rest of the Lamington.
But what does it surprise me, mate? You love it, Augustus. Well,
yeah. I do have that vibe. Admin, wise Mr. 97.
Yeah, so we... Is this your little bit that you were talking about?
It's not a bit.
Anyway, so we got a message from Carl. I've picked up Gronk since listening to you. Fuck you, Tommy.
Well, fuck you, Carl, you Gronk.
So yeah, that's...
Where's Carl from?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a YouTube comment. Not sure where he's from.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best possible troll on YouTube. Have you read... It is my thing.
Can we do a fuck you, Carl, like all of us together, and then we could use it as a soundboard thing? All right, in the count of three, we say fuck you, Carl. All right.
You or ya?
Because he said ya.
He said ya.
Fuck you, Carl. Okay, ready? Okay. One, two, three.
Fuck you, Carl.
We love you, Gronk.
Yeah.
Keep the comments coming. It is my go-to now. Like when Amy and I are both sitting in bed, we're watching something on my laptop that's like on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I just get the swipe going, just straight down to the comments while the video is going.
Yes.
It's like, and the commentary now is around how much time people are actually spending. They're like, if only I spend as much time on my hobby as I did in the comments section.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I spend way too much time. Like I buy all these books and I haven't been reading them.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've always said that. I've always pushed back on that.
Can you ever say, I've always said that without thinking of Ash Williams talking about killing people? It's hard, isn't it?
No, but there should be, I think the rule should be in place that you can't buy another one until you've read this one. Because otherwise you're just actually spending money. If Barefoot was advising, you'd probably say put it into a high interest account, the money that you were going to spend. So maybe that's something you could do is actually spend. So you take the money that you were going to buy the Austin Kleon book. Actually, you bought that on the business.
Yeah.
Tax write-off. And send that money to an account that was like book money.
But I don't get the book.
Until, so you could earn some interest on that cash.
Sure.
And then, so in 3 months' time, when you finish this one book, so a small little Doctor Who book.
The thing with interest.
Yeah.
So I say $500, right, on the book, on books. Say that was $500. The interest on that, what are we talking?
2.87%.
2.87%.
Yeah.
That would be the equivalent of, but just hear me out. 2% of $500 is $10, correct?
No. Let's go, do you want to go 1,000?
No, correct. Thank correct. You.
It's $10?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
2%. And so let's just say it was 3%, like just rounding it up. That is $15. $15, like I feel like I could save $15 a lot easier than I can.
No, but then you've got the cash. You could buy 10 books from the Salvos that you said they're all on special.
Okay. So you're for me.
No, I'm saying spend the cash on books, buy them from Salvos, but just don't buy them because they're just sitting around. So, and you've got a small apartment.
Yeah.
You've got limited space here.
I've got a bookshelf that I'm still trying to fill.
Yeah.
3D Dill was staying with me. You would agree my bookshelf is quite good.
Yeah, it's I've flipped through some of the books on there. It's good. It's only like 2/3 full, but a majority of the books that I flipped through, I can tell have been unread by Josh because there's no underlining in it.
It is a fucking poser move, bro. Yeah,
no, it's not poser.
It's just like. I've got my books. Like it's fulfilling one thing, but it's not the practical use of the thing.
My eyes just get so tired.
Yeah, I know. It's
just annoying. I read 10 pages the other day.
You got sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get sleepy too.
But the other thing too is by the time I actually, the phone is the most fucked up thing because it's just like there's always something. I'm reading about the book. I'm searching. Like literally like in the evenings I've been on Amazon searching for other books during my time of... Is this what people experience who are dating? Do they spend more time on Tinder than they do actually going and interacting with people?
Yeah, because I think there's an enjoyment within the scroll through Tinder that like you're in the comfort. I'm surprised Mr. 97's not addicted to this, because you're in the comfort of your own home checking out chicks and looking at, ooh, and just thinking.
And they're doing the same.
Thinking. Yeah, they're on the other end.
Yeah. Like, I think that this is a good sort of low energy, you know, Monday session. Admin time, good time to get updates from Mr. 97 on any sort of things that's happening in his life.
Yeah, good point. You see, I see we're shifting this.
3D deal. Is that the right sound effect?
Could be. Mr. 97, how's your love life?
Pretty quiet at the moment.
Yeah. But is it like, so the thing that I was talking to Periscope Pete this morning about it.
I saw you guys on the security camera.
Oh, really?
I heard him say, yeah, because he had to fucking bob his head coming in from outside.
Did you see that? Yeah. That's all they caught, Pete.
Yeah.
Just down. And then he's like, you've got a lot of space here, guys.
Yeah. It's like an adult like being in a cubby house. Do you think? Just like, oh, real cute, guys. What do you got up here? It's like 3D deal offering in marshmallows. Is s'mores big in Canada or just in the US?
Yeah, s'mores is huge.
Okay. What sort of chocolate do you guys use?
We're talking to Mr. 97.
Hershey chocolate. So Hershey's shit chocolate, by the way.
Mr. 97. What did Pete say?
I was reflecting on, because we live vicariously through Mr. 97, and one of my favourite things to talk about is the missed opportunity.
Yeah.
That, you know, we were able to organise this.
Mate, the kid had set shots for goal from 30 metres out with a football. Like a soccer ball shape.
Yeah. He's hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
We're like venture capitalists and we've given him $10 million and he said, do anything you want, any idea. And do you know what he said? I don't have any ideas. It's a little bit what it feels like. But I understand that not everyone's goal is to be backed by venture capitalists.
But did he go MVP, minimum viable product? Did he actually do that?
Minimum viable relationship. So what's your, let's get deep and serious for a moment. What's on your mind in regards to all of this?
Wrong one, sorry.
This is why Tommy can't use the
roadcaster.
Sorry, he doesn't deserve a clap just yet.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting one. It's figuring out if I want it at the moment, because I'm still unsure of whether it's something that I want to push towards and pursue.
Because of what?
Well, that's what I'm not really sure about. I think
if you could come up with a reason as to why it wouldn't be something, not to say that this is, but what would a reason for someone to not want to enter into that dating scene or those relationships?
I guess in a way, it sort of is a cop out. But I think my interests at the moment lie in what we're doing at the moment and my passions.
Fucking clap that.
Well, I've turned off your rights to do the headphones. Your I actually time. Think that might go through to the keeper based on the this we've got
post, we just can't pre, hear
pre
it.
Fader. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Long story. Roadcaster.
Yeah. So you're focused.
So I mean, at the moment, I feel like that what I want is to keep doing what I'm doing, with you guys, and it's not like a relationship would be a distraction to that, but it's all this thought and energy that has to be put into something, and I don't know, maybe it's like a bit unfair if I'm not committing 100% to it.
Yeah, sure.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Emotional energy.
If I'm half in it and half not, like it's not fair.
So once you get the backup hard drives all sorted, do you think you're then, is that?
Yeah, once Google good. Drive is going.
Yeah. Once we're fully synced.
Honesty is the best policy. But being honest is what I meant to say.
Tommy actually made that quote. That's from you, I believe, isn't it?
Being honest, is there something about that emotional vulnerability, like seeing the
what do you mean?
You had a couple of dates,
yes,
and you can tell where the the place you need to take yourself to. You can, you know, it's a different muscle. You're opening yourself up in a different way and it's a bit scary. Is that playing into it?
I think a little bit, but it's not the main driver for me. I think with the couple of dates that I went on, like I sort of, in a lot of them with like the messages and stuff, you close yourself off to not overthink it and to not, you know, think what would happen. What are they going to reply? All that sort of stuff. So you sort of just like ignore it and sort of take like the really chill approach and sort of like a hands-off sort of approach.
The steering wheel.
It's gone.
It's gone. And it's not a Tesla. Absolutely. No, this is the Boeing Max.
it's going down. No, but I think that does stem from a little vulnerability around that. But I think the main driver at the moment is I just don't think it's fair if I don't dedicate.
Is it fair
if I don't go into the relationship giving what I want? And yeah, I just don't think I'm ready at the moment.
But maybe we're putting too much emphasis on what you need to give, because people have careers and do all that sort of stuff. Like 3-day deal. You're not, how old are you now?
20.
You know, you've got a year on, you've got many more months on just a 97, huge amount. You don't have an official girlfriend at the moment, is that correct?
Correct.
And what's your perspective? What's your reasoning?
My reasoning is I want to be able to dedicate the time that I'm in school and the time that I'm experiencing here, dedicate that 100% fully to what it is I'm doing.
I'll clap that.
Yeah, that deserves a clap.
Mate, all I'm hearing is we got a couple of dedicated boys helping us.
I think they just can't fucking multitask. You can have more than two things going at a time, guys. Yeah. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
did you ever play sports and go to school?
Yes.
Yeah, but the difference is you're already in an established relationship where it's just like you're just going home and it's just like normal.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's why I got a shit enter score, to be honest.
From Brie?
Yeah, well, just because it was all on that. I was hunting. It's funny, mate. The reason it's funny is because it's me saying it.
No, see, I've been in a bunch of relationships and I know there has been time. See, I think the thing is you've had one shot at it and you approached it like, I'm not going to overthink it. I actually don't think there's anything wrong in experiencing the overthinking. And so I think maybe that will come from meeting someone that you actually really, really click with. Not saying you didn't with those girls, but someone who you actually are like, fuck, I think I like this person. There's a feeling, you'll know it.
Yeah.
Which then it's hard not to overthink it because you want it to work. And so I've had that. But then there's, like Amy and I definitely overthought it and it worked. But then that's okay. But it's hard. I think you need to try all the approaches because you don't know what works for you. The approach of not overthinking it doesn't work for everybody. You reckon?
Yeah. Well, it feels like I'm not going to overthink be the same in the same vein as I am going to suppress my thoughts.
And not allow yourself to open up emotionally, like the vulnerability that is destined to happen in a relationship.
Yeah, but I wonder if that. I wonder if that happens when you click with the person. Like I feel like
A willingness.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that the overthinking and not sort of like getting rid of the overthinking. Sorry. Not
he's overthinking it.
The overthinking will won't be an issue. You won't have your issues if you find the right person.
I think when you click, you'll stop yourself from suppressing that overthinking.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's that I feel like maybe sometimes we can like seek this perfection. Like people have to have every single box checked. And if the boxes aren't all checked, then it's a no-goer. Like I'm sure that every single relationship, like I'm sure Brie could look and be like not tick a few of boxes on, you know, when if she was ticking, like, you know, fucking doing an analysis on me.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, fuck, I don't, I'm fucked. If there was ever that system,
yeah,
I would be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But so the thing is, there is a point where it's like, you've got to make a decision, right? Of like, I don't know.
Well, there's also putting yourself out there. So you're putting yourself out there. You know there could be some uncomfortability in the situation. Mm. Then if you just don't do anything, it's not going to come. So it's like, there's no doubt if you went on a bunch more dates, even if you had this, even if you still had that in your head about, oh, I don't want to commit, you know, I'm not, I love Josh and Tommy. Oh, I'm so loyal to them. We love them.
Yeah.
I work hard for them. Earn my money. Still, you might find that it's beneficial going on those dates because you're actually seeing if it does. There's some, you know, connection energy.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, like, how do people make friends?
Yeah, it's effort. It's effort.
But, like, so I think that's like part of it isn't even like a relationship thing. It's just like who's your newest friend?
Dill.
Okay, outside of 3D Dill on the show, what do you think? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
He's very selective. He's deleted a whole bunch of his old Baldwin High friends.
Yeah, it's probably just from high school.
Yeah.
Someone like mid, like year nine probably, when I was in year nine.
I mean, we're going deep. He's 19.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I was a stripper at 19.
Yeah, no, that's a
thing. Yeehaw!
I was actually hearing, so I think I was watching on the TV where someone was saying like it's not until, I think it was Jason Calacanis on This Week in Startup, and he was saying you're not, it's not until you're like 23 or 24 that your whole cortex thing develops. And all And I, like, Dill was just sitting next to me. I'm like, this fucking guy's not even fully developed. Yeah, he's sitting
on my couch. Walking, talking baby.
Yeah, I can't believe that he got here.
I know. That's why we're given so much responsibility. Like, 18, you finish school and you're like, what's this?
Yeah.
What's this life?
But maybe part of my worry is that it's like, does it ever get easier? Does the person who is 19 who struggles, do they get to 25? Like, what is the tipping point that all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, I'm cool and I'm comfortable?
I'm getting there. I think I feel much – like, but I think
but it's – what about, like, say –
retrospectively, it's always better now. I feel as I've gotten older, you know, I always think, like, each day you get a chance to try and be a better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can make micro changes that sort of compound and you know become a different person. So the things I was doing at 19 and what I was thinking about is completely different to now. And I feel like now I think I'm more mature, and I think it's actually just come from doing all this stupid shit.
Why are we so interested or obsessed with Mr. 97 finding a girlfriend?
Oh, because we love him.
Yeah.
Amy says, we love Mr. 97, don't we?
Yeah.
She says it quite often. We love him, don't we?
Yeah.
Dill, she hasn't met you yet, so.
Yeah, that's to come. To come.
But I don't know. It's just we're proud of him and we want him to succeed. I think that's.
And
know.
So is that part of, like, is that, do we think.
Maybe we're the problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, is it negative for us to assume that the success metric is finding someone?
Yeah, well, I thought life partner was probably a bit much to start with.
Yeah, sure.
But maybe we're just stripping it back. Just make friends that people of the opposite sex is which you're interested.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. 3D Dill, you were in Canada when the whole thing went down, the Shameless cyclone, Shameless.
Yeah.
As a listener at the time, what were you taking in from Mr. 97's experience and what we're talking about?
I was a little jealous at first. but it was interesting to hear his perspective of it. Since we're both similar in age, hearing kind of the apprehensions, not the apprehensions, but the perspective that he shared on going into dating and what would be like what he looks for in someone and how he responds to that.
Yeah.
And I know I can relate to that for sure. Like I started dating in high school and that was just from spending time around people. And I think that when going into a working situation like this, that might be where it becomes difficult because you're used to spending 8, 9, 10 hours around other people in a different environment. But then coming here, you want to focus more on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Mr. 97, if he has, or if he delegates time specifically to just go out and experience stuff, like go to a pub or something and then meet someone there and just have like an hour conversation with them just to see what happens. Cause I've been on dates before where we've literally just gone out and we've talked the entire time.
What's the most awkward date that you've had?
Oh geez, that's tough.
So many?
No. I don't think I've had any awkward dates really. There was one time where I was over at her house and we were in her bedroom and then like her mom came home.
Yeah.
In like the middle of the thing and I was like, oh shit, she has no idea who I am and she's never met me before.
She's like in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
The thing.
Yeah. I think we need to reframe this for him. And it's Mr. 97 finds friends. It has to be something. I think it has to literally like take the relationship thing out of it. Because how do you? You know what? It's hard without alcohol. To be honest.
So we need to get Mr. 97.
No, to be honest, I think like all this shit, like all the overthinking stuff, is removed when people drink. That's why this.
Isn't so funny? Because I just don't. Because you know, Bree and I. Started going early, out when I was like, you know, 16 or 17.
Yeah.
So I never had that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a confident guy and I still struggle. I still struggled when I was single, sort of launching into that, you know, conversation and all those things. So it's like, it is not easy and it's confronting, but like that's where alcohol definitely is that social lubricant. Yeah. Not saying it's the answer, Mr. 97, but
it's definitely not the answer.
Majority, like,
it's a part of it. But it's like, I think you pride yourself, Mr. 97, on having some old school values in regards to like work ethic and you're sort of an old soul in some regards. Would you say that or no? Not like being racist or anything like that. But I meant more like, just the traditional. Like you can, I feel like you'd have good handwriting.
No.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. No.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Like no, he's not got really.
That, I don't know what you mean.
I don't know where the racist thing came in either.
No, but as in, like the old values, not as in old school
an
sort of thing.
Old racist just, bastard.
No, not that sort of thing. But more like I don't know, traditional. Like, I feel like you've got some traditional values, maybe.
I don't know what that means. What traditional value?
Well, you just act older than you are.
You definitely, I agree.
And so part of that would be like, you know, you got to show up, like, turn the lights off. Let's all, like, just things like that. I feel like you outdo your age sometimes, which what I'm saying is I'm like, so, and you're not you don't drink.
No.
You don't have time for all these things that young people your age do.
Well, it's not time. I just don't want to do them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have an interest in doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did ask Mr. 97 if you'd get drunk with me one day.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with
it. I didn't ask you to come. I definitely wouldn't ask you to come. It might be after work drinks.
Oh, I thought it was around a bonfire, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
No,
yeah,
that's very
yeah.
silly.
Yeah. No, that's not silly. We have
you can supervise.
Few whiskeys.
Well, I don't know about
you whiskey. Can do the marshmallows.
I do like the idea of like things like whiskey or things that I can do this.
In those heavy glasses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like the idea of a heavy glass, maybe.
We can go camping, but we'll just...
So you don't get the traditional values?
No, I get it. No, I get what you mean.
I don't think the right framing is traditional values.
No, but I think that maybe you... you're not like a yet. We can't just apply the standard. Okay, we're gonna.
The
you're
filter
gonna get
of
on
I'm a young person. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so, where can we fucking pull from?
Yeah, I don't know.
What traditional it's values is what
Tommy's Googling.
Tommy of a man. How to find your family values video? No, the thing. If you ever type in values and stuff, it gets very religious.
Yeah, it's hard because I mean it's. I mean, yeah, I got no interest in Tinder or clubbing or anything like that. Like, I literally, like, on one of the dates, we just sat down for the whole time and just talked.
Which was nice.
It was lovely.
So why don't you do that again?
Yeah.
But why not? Was this the last one?
Yes.
It's not even me trolling. I really want to, it's like, it sounds like it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, you can just do it again and again and again.
He's
and if you do it with, like, the same person, then that's how like a
friendship forms, yeah. And then it might be, you know, more than that. So yeah. Is there, why would you want to do it again with that person or?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the reason.
Do we need a phono now? Do you want me to?
I love the silences.
anyway, moving on.
No. So what's the, no, so what is it then? So if it's the, because the timing thing, like what do you need? Like it's like the whole meditation.
You want a
thing.
Day off? Mm.
No. Yeah, like how long is it going
to. RDO?
What's RDO?
Roster day off.
Oh, no.
You don't?
No, I don't need that.
So, what is it really in your head?
Mm.
If you're being trying like radical honesty right now.
Safe
finish,
space.
Finish this sentence. I haven't gone on another date because. Be as honest as you can.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so hard because I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Mm.
I think there is a little bit of insecurity, but I don't know.
So like these insecurities, these bigger sort of themes, is it like a specific? Is it a specific thing? Do you think? Like, is it okay if? It's not
worried about getting hurt or anything like that. I think that's fine. I don't know. Maybe it's just being uncomfortable.
Mm.
I don't know.
Did you find do you think first dates are easier than second dates?
Yeah, no, I've never been on a second date.
No, but no, what you mean, you front up, you show up.
Yeah, the first one, it's like no expectations. It's the whole thing. It's like
deep breath in.
Yeah, I like. No, because I like going on planes only when it's skydiving.
No, because you've got the
it's a shit analogy. It makes no sense.
You've got your perspective and your experience from the first one. Like you've got an understanding of what it was like, and so I feel like there's less uncertainty going into the second date.
I find it very confusing. Like from the perspective of I want to help.
I don't know if he knows yet. I think this is good because it might click for him. But
so what is the if we were to deconstruct it and work out the next step? Because I feel like
smart goal. Yeah, break it down.
If you think about it, the best traction that we've had with Mr. 97 making developments is when we do put some level of pressure.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is an example of I'm a little bit pissed off at myself because I took the pressure off and nothing's fucking happened. And I knew I should have kept the pressure on.
Yeah. But it's
and
great
you guys were fucking saying, yeah, let's take the pressure off and look what happened. Nothing happened.
I think it's fair though. I think it's a fair approach.
Well, we've given it time. It's been like 3 months.
Yeah, we're ramping it up.
So the pressure is on and it's part of content. This is the thing that we talked about previously is the thing they say in radio and all this content stuff is it's the, you have to live a life to be able to like have something to share.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And
so
we're going to have to start turning off your mic if you don't have anyone. You got no dates. We've got nothing. You know? Literally. So what's that? What do you think is the, like if you were to reset and also take out the fact that there's been this massive lull and a massive break in time, what do you think?
Yeah, probably go on a second date.
With that individual?
Yes.
Fucking clap that in. if you can land it, because it's been a little while, so.
It's been very heavy on the soundboard today.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I'd like that. That's cool.
I feel happier. What do you think?
It's our show.
I think it would be good if you can get the second date with this individual because that's going to be the hard part. It's you disappear for 3 months and then all of a sudden you come back in.
Fuck, he's wise.
From the female's perspective, I would be, if I was a female in that situation, I would be apprehensive.
Mm.
I would be like, well, why are you coming back now?
He's got this good points coming in every direction.
What you need to do is you need to give her a reason that she can't say no to a second date.
500 cash.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the
thing is, like, Mr. 97 is so developed in some ways, like when it comes to cooking and not eating out.
Yeah,
but then there's also the underdeveloped thing, which is like going out. And so there's probably something in, okay, let's try. Like I think that the next date, how cool would it be if the next date was at a food establishment.
Yeah. As in a restaurant?
Yes. I didn't want to scare him too much.
With alcohol involved?
No alcohol. No, we don't need alcohol. Like, let's kill one bird with one stone to start with. I know that's against the quote. traditionally, you're trying to get the two birds.
So there's two birds.
I think we just like one for one. Let's get the one bird with the one stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
As Barefoot says, domino your debts. Start with a small one.
You're very Barefoot heavy on today's show.
And we're working with him at the moment. Yeah. So,
yeah. No pay, about. No say.
He's paying.
Okay, good.
And I'm saying.
Okay, perfect.
No, I love it. I love it.
Okay. Well, so that's good. So, on, let's say, Thursday. So it gives
No. Let's not give it.
No.
Let's just check back.
What
in.
Is the smart goal? What's the rules of smart goals?
Simple, can manageable. What is.
Let's look up a smart goal. I think we just base. I don't know what the smart goal is, but whatever the smart goal is, we need to smart work
goal,
it out now.
Smart goal definition.
Corporate finance. What's that word? CorporateFinanceInstitute.com.
Measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely.
Fuck. Okay.
Specific.
Specific. What is a specific goal?
Second date.
No, that's not specific enough.
Yeah, that's.
I think second date at Nando's is specific, but I'm not going to say Nando's because I'm not going to push where.
Measurable.
No, wait. Where's specific? What do you think?
As in a place.
No, just yeah, like a scene. The next date is going to be. Pretend you're producing for the show, if that helps.
Pretend it's for Dill.
Yeah.
It may very well be.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do a double date.
A fucking great idea. Yeah. I've done a bunch of double dates. Fun. Let's fun. So much
Freddie
different.
Delves into it.
It's so good.
I'll do it.
I think it's great.
The thing I worry about is just the...
What?
No, it's good.
Split bill?
No, I think it's great.
No, it's so much better.
Do you like that idea more or
a double date?
Yeah.
I think I prefer single.
Okay. Oh! Okay. All right, specific.
So we're getting there. Good pushback, 3D deal to get 97 to actually say what he wants.
Yeah.
So the specific bit is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope they got that app where it cuts out the time.
Yeah, Pocket Cast. Okay, so measurable.
Measurable.
Once you've gone on the date. And
measure how you're feeling. What are you like?
But not only had the date, but had communications after the date.
No, we need to measure because then it goes into achievable. Is the date, is the specificness of what he's doing measurable?
A measurable is showing up, being face to face, and then
achievable.
Thanking the person afterwards. Yeah. Correct.
Realistic. Yes. Is this realistic?
Realistic. I think so. Absolutely.
And timely. We need to put a date to it.
Thursday. Too soon?
I mean, yeah.
The thing is, I only want to do it if you want to do it. Do you want to do it?
I think Thursday would... there are other factors involved.
Within 2 weeks?
Timely.
Oh, within okay, 2 weeks? Within 2 weeks?
It depends on whoever it is, if they're available. Like, we've got to consider their availability.
Yeah. But one thing
I've
always...
Could you do a FaceTime?
No.
On a good old Android.
Oh, yeah. What about if we bought you an iPhone?
That'd work.
Nah, I don't think a FaceTime day is good. I told, but, you know, yeah. Some of my early day advice was good. Get on the blower, make a phone call. You know what's really fucking confronting for you, which this is a specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and timely thing, is to call that person that you want a second date with. Mm. Phone call. Rattle her. She's young. And
I don't think you need to. I don't like all that language.
Why?
You need to rattle her. She's
I'm not saying I want you to rattle her. I'm saying a phone call rattles young people.
Sweep her off her feet, mate.
Well, I think it's nice. Yeah, I think it's outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. And I have fucking, my heart's beating.
I get rattled by
when I call, when I've called some girls before.
Okay. Maybe just a text message is a good
thing. No. This is the problem. Text message is fucking, anyone can send
a
text message.
I think a call is, the one thing I worry about is that it feels like content.
No, I'm saying do it yourself, not on the show.
Yeah, like, no, but just, as in if you're
calling to ask you, that's old school fucking, that's an old school guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make a phone call and say, hey, this is Mason. Sorry I haven't, you know, spoken to you.
But maybe you're not sorry. Maybe like, that's why I'm just a bit confused.
Then you can just leave it. You can just say, I wanted to say, I know it's been a while since I spoke to you, but I'd love to take you on another date. Like that's full on. Like that's confronting. Yeah. It's
But that's tapping into what you actually want, 97, right? Because it's like it's not. We're not giving you a script to then communicate.
Yeah.
What we're maybe just trying to do is get you to tap into actually how you feel and then communicate how you feel
and what you want. No, he's rattled. I don't think he needs to answer anything else.
Okay, all right.
Well done, sir.
Well, it's a daily talk show. Aren't you glad when we come to a show with not much to talk about? Because it really...
Do we have any other
admin?
Admin, Mr. 97?
No, not really. No. That's about it.
Well, good. I'm glad we got 25 minutes out of you.
And sorry, 3D Dill, but we'll sort out your dates outside of Mr. 97. The greedy motherfucker won't go on a single date as soon as... He's like the kid in a toy room. Got a toy, doesn't play with it at all. Kid comes over to play with it. He's like, no, my toy. It's a bit of that kid.
It's exactly what kids do. Bodhi does it.
Yeah, it's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email. If you're... I think we might need to refresh Mr. 97's inbox, give him a little bit more confidence again in regards to... And just not have it so embarrassing that having all that stuff that's so old just sitting there. So maybe start conversations with him. In the next few days, we've got Andrea Clark, career CEO, coming on. And I've got a book and it's one that I'm actually reading and enjoying. So that's happening Thursday.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, which is Tuesday.
See you guys.
Bye.